Among the cardboard signs in Ridgeway tents downtown, all of Occupy LA's protesters are angry about something. But there's a growing anger against the protest itself, and it's coming from the people from whom you'd least expect it.
And the worst part about all that is that I just, every day I'm questioning, like, what am I doing here?
That's Evelyn Roberts. She's in her 20s, and working a job, and here, on three separate action committees. She got 3 hours of sleep last night, and she's tearful with stress. She's been marching, yelling, and camping with Occupy LA for more than a week, and she's way past the honeymoon.
And I wasn't expecting it to be easy, but having never been through this experience before, I had no idea how hard it was going to be.
To get to the root of her troubles, we have to get to the root of Occupy's philosophy.
No singular individual is allowed to be in charge of anything. No one is in charge. It's all committees. It's all consensus groups.
And that's Brian Parsons. He's the caretaker of the pop-up library at the protest and is really optimistic about the no leaders approach.
Well, what's happening is as this experiment seems to be working, it's flourishing all across the country. Every single city at this point is experiencing growth.
And to Roberts, though, growth isn't worth a thing if the people joining the cause aren't pulling their weight. You know, picking up trash, speaking at meetings. And the key thing here is the experiment Parsons is talking about. Occupy LA is trying to show the U.S. that Americans without a government or a leader won't explode into anarchy. That everyone can be equal. But Roberts, who feels stepped on, is caught between what she wants and what she's getting out of the movement.
That by now, everyone should have about an equal workload, and it's definitely not worked out that way. There are a lot of people kind of just riding on our backs.
She's not the only one who feels this. As I was leaving, I passed a committee hashing out who was supposed to do what in camp. It was messy and loud and democratic. But this is a protest trying to rework how America operates. What did you expect? Kyle Tabuenfroli, Annenberg Radio News.